What's up, woke yeeter? Smash that sub button and ding the bell before you glow up, cause fam, this potty sea is gonna be officially...
unofficially...
fucking litty. If you're gonna get turned needing some milk or wanna spill the tea, this is the place to be drakin'. My tag is Stumpy.
And I'm Cole on fleek.
Rizzo is with us, low-key throwing shade and roasting those extra bays until they're shook. That feels. How's it hanging, Rizzo, you basic bitch?
It's hanging, right? It's definitely hanging.
It's hanging.
I didn't, yeah, listen, that intro threw me off a little bit, but, you know, we're hanging.
Can you talk me through what a lot of that means? So what does roasting those extra bays until they're shook mean?
I think that means talking shit about girls until they're, like, trembling, you know? They're too scared.
God. From anger or fear? God, that's
horrible
language.
Both.
They talk to girls until they tremble.
There's our quote. With dating tips from Rizzo.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to Google millennial translator, and there were so many things online for boomers, and I'm not going to lie, they were really good resources.
Okay.
They really helped me.
You do realize you're a millennial, right?
I'm what, sorry?
You're a millennial.
I'm a what? I'm who?
You're a young man.
You're a young
Cole,
man.
Cole's a boomer.
Yeah, I'm 35.
I'm Generation Z. How old
oh,
is Generation
Z? Oh, are you?
Z?
Okay, I'm Gen Z as well.
What's Gen Z?
97. If you were born 97 or a bit earlier.
Oh, no.
That's too young. That's too young to be successful post-97. It should be like 95. Max,
so,
or minimum.
I googled it, and it's broadly defined between 1996 and 2010. So I'm out of that. I am a millennial.
Which one?
By 1 year.
Which one was that one? That's 96 to 2010.
That's Generation
yeah,
Z.
Yeah, so that's me.
Z.
Okay, the Zoomers, right? Okay.
God, Cole, we're actually millennials.
I know.
Fuck! I need to find a Zoomer translator.
We must go younger. Shit! It'll just be Fortnite references and dancing.
Yeah, just Fortnite. That's all we do over here.
Let's stop being default skins and get into talking about Rocket League. Am I right,
Dab?
Zoomers?
Yes.
You can't see it, but Cole is dabbing on camera, and it's not nice.
I don't look happy. I feel like there's like a really awkward puppeteer that's lifting my arms, and he's new to it. He's trying his best.
He's giving it a go. He's a puppeteer apprentice. So to start this all off, I'd like to really get into the gritty of Rocket League with you, Rizzo. Oh, by the way, we're joined by Rizzo Lol from G2.
Oh shit. We're panelists, aren't we? Sorry, Rizzo.
Yeah, what a podcast. So to get us started, Rizzo, could you just explain why the fuck you use the controls that you use? Because I still don't believe that's real. And what are they for people who don't know?
Okay, so I kind of need to grab my controller so I can like visualize it because I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm going to try and
okay, yeah, that works, So okay. The main thing... the worst thing of it all is I use my analog stick to drive. So if you hold the analog stick forward, you accelerate. Hold it back or like hold it down, you'll reverse.
But what about when you're in the air and you're... oh, I guess you just boost if you're aerialing.
It's the same.
Than...
yeah, it's the same exact thing. Air controls are the same.
But what I mean is if you push forward, you'll tilt down, right?
Yes, yeah. But...
but what if you don't want to tilt down, you just want to go forward?
So when you jump, do you immediately tilt down a little bit and then you have to go up again?
Do I immediately tilt down? No, because when I'm jumping, I'm not accelerating.
So as soon as you jump, your thumb instinctively goes back to the middle.
Yeah.
But why
or if I'm,
I don't know if you knew this.
Or if I'm
there's a trigger.
If I'm trying to aerial, I'll instinctively move it to the middle to double jump and then arc my car down, you know, to fly up.
Where did you get those controls from? Because the only way that I know of controls like that is from Halo.
Yeah.
Because that's how you drive
people
in Halo.
People said I got it from Halo, but like I only played Halo like very rarely. When I was playing Rocket League, when I just first started, I was like keyboard mouse. And
okay.
The controls kind of represent keyboard mouse, I feel like, in my head.
So you are the middle ground, you know, you are the missing link.
You're the
between
yeah, I think that's how
users.
It happened, because when I started playing on controller, I was just pressing the wrong buttons. Like, I was instinctively holding my analog stick forward to drive. I was like, why don't I just change it to that? And that's what I did. And I was like always pressing the wrong button, so I just set it to those you know, quote unquote wrong buttons, and those are my controls.
So out of interest, when you press, because so on a trigger, obviously if you go like, if you hold it half down, it will go like half speed or whatever.
Yeah.
If you move your stick half up, does that go half speed or is it just normal?
It's half. Yeah, it's half.
It's unlimited. Oh,
okay. I think it might depend on the controller you use, but I've used Xbox and it's always been half for me.
My man.
Have you ever like picked up somebody else's controller and just used their controls? How does it feel to you to have R2 as accelerate?
Sizz and I did a video where we swapped controls, so he used pretty normal ones. And you know, I used mine. And the whole time we were just, we looked like bots, but we still actually like, we got passing plays down. And like, as soon as we were in the air, we were fine. But on the ground, we couldn't figure out how to like half flip and drift and stuff like that. Just controlling our car. It was really hard.
Wait, half flipping. That's a good point. Wait, so have you got like air roll, I presume on bumpers, right? Like
I don't press air roll to half flip. I use a...
Can we stop this podcast?
All you have to do to half flip is diagonal flip backwards and then hold your analog stick forward. That's all you have to do. You don't even need to use it.
Doing that.
I'm trying to think what I do. Yeah, I think that's what I do. I think I'm down to like 1 degree to the left with straight down and then up again in midair.
I don't know how you do that with the analog stick turning.
Yeah,
or would you literally just...
Because
you'd be back... Right, well, we can dive into that more later. We probably won't, but...
Yeah, or never again.
I am so utterly off my tits on paracetamol right
yeah,
now.
I did a video a long time ago, too, about how to half flip, and it was with my controls, so, like... You
taught other people how to do it your way.
Sure, you know what? Sure, that's what I did.
That's incredible.
I'm just saying you don't need air roll to do it.
I know Doomsy doesn't use air roll, and he taught me how to do it, so I'll take it. I understand it now. I'm in the inner room.
All right, yeah, switch your controls. New meta.
We will.
Wait,
we promise.
No, I never agreed that.
You're in.
Promise, Rizzo.
All right, so after we've obviously discussed your controls, we should address a little bit of the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. G2 didn't have the best season. I'll be the first one to say it.
You definitely weren't the first one, but go on.
Wait, did other people notice? I thought I was going to get hired for that knowledge. So there was some issues that arose in league play that obviously ended up with yourselves and Cloud9 being the bottom two teams in North America. Going into week 5, you're in the middle of the table, then you ended up losing to Space Station and Cloud9 in that final week. If we're just getting straight into it and just sort of wanting to... discuss the situation of week 5 then leading to the relegation tournament. Did you consider the possibility of that relegation tournament before you were guaranteed to play in it? Or did you guys all work together to try and really keep your head out of that like mind space?
No, I think we're mainly taking it 1 week at a time. Like, sure, there's always the possibility of playing in the relegation tournament unless you actually confirm your spot or whatever. But we were always confident in making the playoffs. Or like, we were like, oh, yeah, we can still get top 2, so all we have to do is this. And then as soon as top 2 wasn't there, we were just like, oh, well, we just need to make top 4 and we'll get good seeding. And then it was like, oh, well, I mean, we'll just make top 6 and then it's fine. But that obviously didn't happen. But, yeah, it was just one week or one game at a time.
Did you keep, like, in pretty good spirits then? Because obviously you're a very fun person. You got a lot of, obviously, the content creator side to you. So it's like you can keep your head in a decent space a lot of time. You know, fantastic coach as well. Did you guys sort of keep yourselves all above water to try and not get a little bit sort of down in the dumps?
Yeah, I think for the most part, we're one of the teams that like just gets along the most. There's a lot of internal things with teams where they just don't like one of their players and stuff like that. And I mean, us personally, we were constantly cracking jokes about like how, you know, we're gonna be an RLRS and Carlos, our CEO, is gonna like disown us or whatever. Carlos is gonna have to deal with RLR. he was making jokes with us. Yeah, he was making jokes with us too. Like, everybody's pretty tight knit in G2, so like, we don't, well, I mean, people saying stuff on Twitter is a little iffy, but if I, like, within ourselves, it's just, it's funny. Take the piss out of it to like lighten the mood, I guess.
It was like the Complexity owner that went on Twitter to basically say Complexity should be a tier 1 org, and our CSGO team aren't living up to those expectations. If anyone wants to represent us, hit me up, because I'm getting rid of my guys. So I'm glad that the G2 lot didn't do that, because that was a shocking piece of management.
Yeah.
During the gap between the end of league play and then going into the actual promo relegation tournament, did you look at Twitter much at all, or did you just turn yourself off from it as much as you could?
There was like a 2-week period, but during that last week, we ended up going to New Jersey to like boot camp and stuff. So at that point, I was only looking at Twitter, just, you know, for memes and stuff. I don't know. I didn't really see much that second week, but that was like mainly the time I was on Twitter. If anything's gonna, if anybody's gonna tweet something at me, it's going to be like negative. It's gonna be instantly like right after, oh, you're in promotion relegation.
Yeah.
But after a week, after that first week, it's gonna be more so like, oh, I believe in you guys in the promotion relegation. So you see that stuff like later on.
Did you look at Reddit at all? Because I know that there's been a lot of animosity with some of the pros and Reddit and people like tweeting shit saying about the RLE Sports subreddit, and then that tweet then being put on the RLE Sports subreddit, and then
it's
that
just, it's just
metagaming,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Did you bother looking at that at all, or did you just like fuck it, they don't know what's going on?
No, I don't go on the RLE Sports subreddit. I think it's I don't think it's the worst subreddit.
Bear in mind,
the world.
This gets posted to the RLE Sports subreddit,
and they also really like it. You know, they're quite nice to us. Thank you.
I stopped going on it like probably 6+ months ago or something, just because I just everything on or not everything. Sorry, that's what I'm trying to say is like when I'm directing things at the RLE Sports subreddit, I'm not talking about everybody on that subreddit.
Yeah,
I'm talking about specific
people. Yeah,
that's
fair.
Yeah, where they're like minority. So many people are assuming things as if it's fact. And it's so triggering for me to read stuff. And it's not even about me, because I made a tweet about the RLE Sports subreddit. And some people thought it was about me getting kicked or something. But, like, I've been getting hate about getting kicked since fucking season 3, right? Season 3 Kronovi and shit like that. Like, I'm used to it by now. But it was more so me seeing those messages singling out, like, people I like and my friends and stuff like that. And that's what, like, rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah,
I've noticed in the last few weeks, really, since G2 season sort of started to struggle, you've become, at least to my eyes, a lot more opinionated on Twitter. There's been the rants about blueprints that we'll get to later, the RLE Sports tweets that Stumpy mentioned. Do you find that as you get a bit older and wiser as an esports pro, are you finding it that you're more and more comfortable to make these sort of polarizing statements on Twitter?
A lot of times, like way back. Or back in the day, I guess, of being esports, you know, Rocket League type thing. You're kind of always just like, oh, don't post your opinion on it or keep your mouth shut. Just like, you don't want to bring that animosity, I don't know, towards yourself. But
yeah,
at this point, I don't know. Something like Blueprint specifically is...
It just made you snap.
he
you saw that and the Red Mist ascended.
Went into a blind rage and just anger tweeted.
But
it's amazing you typed out anything coherent.
Yeah. Besides the blueprints, like me tweeting about the RL Esports subreddit, I think I was just like, I'm tired of not saying something because, you know, I figured if one person actually rethinks their opinion or whatever, you know, what I was saying earlier with people just blindly speaking as if it's fact, if one person reconsiders that, then I feel like I actually did something. So
I feel like the one thing that I've seen most is when people will chuck something out there and it'll be blind hate and it'll be fuck this thing because fuck this thing. And it's not constructive, like in any way.
Yeah.
But if you can put your argument out there constructively and somebody challenges you on it because they just straight up don't agree with you and you can then explain why you think that way, I think that's completely fine. Like, I've put my opinions on Twitter where I tweet about politics and stuff. There's a Brexit happening. Don't know if you knew about that.
Yeah.
There's a fucking Brexit going on. We've got an election coming up. It's all kicking off. So I've been tweeting about that. And then people will reply and say, I like you, but don't put your opinions out here. Blah, blah.
Yeah, that is
about.
The absolute worst. Like, yo, stick to Rocket League, bro.
Yeah. It's like, no, what the fuck? I don't exist in a weird Rocket League bubble.
Yeah, whatever that person
come out
does.
To record a podcast.
Whatever that person
and fuck
does,
off again.
Whether it's like they have their day job 9 to 5, you know, construction, whatever they're doing. Oh, stick to construction. Yeah. Stick to selling PC parts. Like what?
Stick to making sandwiches.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
like, it's shocking. I mean, it's such a weird thing that a lot of people do. Like, obviously, it happens a lot with celebrities as well, where they'll tweet something out and they've got, say, how many millions of followers. They'll tweet something out. And then you just see in the replies saying, stick to modeling, stick to TV. And it's like, do you think these people don't think outside of their industry, do you think that they just shut their brains off and they just head in one direction? Because it's just such a strange opinions. So anybody listening who doesn't like seeing people's opinions on Twitter who are in the sort of public sphere, fuck off, because people have opinions. And it really annoys me.
It's different with like a corporate account or your personal one as well. Yes. So if G2 went on Twitter and said, I don't know, vote Republican or whatever, that would be weird.
Yeah, but that would be
iffy. That's completely fine, right? It's all to do with what the voice of the tweet holder is. The fact that these guys are sort of having a go at you guys on your own accounts, I think, is what well and truly earns them the response of fuck off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what though, I'd love if G2 tweeted something controversial, someone replied saying keep your opinions secret, and they replied saying fuck off fuck off bad construction.
Yeah, I feel like G2 would be the org to do that, so
but they just fuck the esports. G2 would just meme them instead.
Yeah,
like G2 on Meme Monday, which is now on some other day or whatever, because I got told off for posting
Tuesday,
a meme
I
on
think.
The subreddit. Yeah, it's like Meme Tuesday, which is annoying. The amount of shit that G2 Reddit account posts on Meme Monday about, like,
us?
Mainly
about
you,
us?
Rizzo, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's normally slagging off you guys and having a go. Like, do you know the social media guys?
I've met one basically like 2 years ago, and I've known them since. And then I just met another one when I went to like League, the World's Finals in Paris. I went there. And I met another one of them. But I haven't met the whole team. I think there's like 4 or 5.
God, and they just brainstorm memes all day.
Basically.
Well,
do they ever consult you? Like, saying, okay, can we post this? Like, would you be annoyed
no,
if we
no,
slagged
they,
you off
they
of
don't.
This?
No, they don't. But I think they realize I don't really care, or I don't really mind about it, so.
I think that's a good place to be in, though, where, like, they can just take the piss, because you've been with them for, like, over 2 years now, right? Like, 3 years or something.
Yeah, JNaps and I, we had our 1,000-day thing, so it's... nearly 3 years.
Congratulations.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. 1,000 days is a much better way of saying 3 years and a bit. We've been together for 3 years and a bit. Yeah. Or 1,000 days.
No, no, 1,000 days, I just did.
Wait.
It's 2.73 years.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. 2 years
and a bit. Okay, well, it's a better way of saying 2.73
years. Yeah, exactly.
almost 3 years.
Cole, when was our 1,000-year anniversary? It's 1,000-year. Our 1,000-day anniversary.
Wait, I know they say time flies when you're having fun, Stumpy, but it's not been 1,000 years yet. Our 2.73-year anniversary.
Yeah.
We started.
It would have been
together...
like September 2015 or something.
No, we didn't start together then because I got you in about a year later.
All right, fine.
No, because I was still with Doomsday. So I'm not going to rewrite history because I like you, Stumpy. You can act all offended, but that's not the truth.
He likes me. Thanks, mate.
When we're recording officially, I like you.
Thanks, mate. So, the result of your league play, Big Man Rizzo, was the fact that you ended up in the promo relegation tournament. Now, we've spoken to a few players, either on this podcast or just sort of privately with people, and they have said it is, bar none, the most nerve-wracking tournament in Rocket League. Compared to, like, Worlds, compared to getting to LAN, anything like that, it's the most nerve-wracking tournament in Rocket League. Would you agree with that statement, and why is it so different to other tournaments?
I would say, yeah, it's definitely, it's the most nerve-wracking tournament for sure. The reason is mainly because you're like playing for your job. It's like, if you lose this, you're probably not gonna, you know, stick with where you are, and then if you win it, then it's a bit more too. But for like RLRS teams, I feel like it's probably less nerve-wracking because they either keep what they have or they go up, whereas RLCS teams, they either keep what they have or they go down. It's just the exact opposite.
It's like you said, you're playing for your job, and hopefully you're not thinking in the back of your mind, okay, if we win this, we might lose our org. But then if you're RLRS teams, you're thinking, okay, either it's a net positive or we stay the same.
Yeah.
Have you ever competed in one of these things when you went up to RLCS at the start before you moved to G2?
Oh, no,
Take three.
That wasn't... Oh, well, yeah, I guess. Right. There was this LAN qualification, or not the LAN, the RLCS qualification ones, yeah. But like everybody had to do those.
Because that was, I remember, because you went to Amsterdam with Zane Jackie and that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I've been in an RLCS since season one.
No,
so I had to do the
qualification
tournaments, I think, three times until they added the auto quals.
Oh, of course, yeah. You didn't used to say that automatically, did you? You just
no.
had to re-qualify.
Yeah, because that's how Dooms ended up fucking it, because they didn't even play in like, the first qualifier week.
For fuck's sake.
I know, because he was like late or whatever.
Fuck's sake, Doomsday. Anyway.
Yeah. Damn it, Doomsday. So, you're talking about the Premier Relegation Tournament. Your first game in there, it was versus Charlotte Phoenix. You ended up taking down 4-1. When I watched it, it seemed to be a little bit of a disparity between your standard RLCS team, obviously like yourselves and Cloud9 in the more recent memory, and how an RLRS team is. Can you notice the difference between an RLRS team and RLCS team when you're playing them in that kind of competition where they're really trying their hearts out?
I would say so, yeah. I think because RLCS teams probably have a better way to deal with nerves, and they might be a bit more experienced where, like, in a weird way, if you are getting nervous and you feel yourself getting nervous, you can kind of tell yourself, don't be nervous, or tell your teammates, just don't be nervous, and it kind of helps because you can just, like, recreate what you've been doing in scrims, whereas an RLCS or an RLRS team might not have that same like mindset, I guess.
It looked pretty comfortable for you guys on the day. Were you surprised, sort of, I don't want to put the word easy in your mouth, but were you surprised how comfortable you appeared to be?
No, because we were boot camping that whole week and we were feeling confident. Like, we were feeling like worlds confident, basically. So we didn't think it would be crazy. We knew C9 would be a close one just because it's C9. But we were feeling really good whether we had to play, or if we had to play Chaos or, sorry,
Charlotte
I blanked.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Charlotte. Yeah.
Charlotte
I keep thinking yeah, Splice right. every time.
I know. It's annoying. So your second game then ended up, like you said, being against Cloud9. And that was another 4-2 victory. So you won it very thankfully. In just two series. So it was two series and you were through straight up. Was it almost nice and familiar playing Cloud9? Because you know how they play, you know what that's like compared to sort of the more unfamiliar team in Chaos, if they went through.
So a lot of teams weren't actually scrimming after RLCS, but we still had to because, you know, we were playing in this tournament. So like the Worlds teams weren't scrimming as much just because they had like a 4-week break. So they're probably taking a few days or a week off or whatever. So we were actually we ended up scrimming Cloud9 in scrims, and they were doing this play style. I don't know if it was their play style or what, but they were just chasing players, like actually chasing players, and like that's what they were going for. I don't know if they were tilted
they
or like, trying.
Pittsburgh Knights or something.
No, not it was demo. It was something else. It was beyond Pittsburgh Knights meta. It was just watching them actually chase you for like 15 seconds at a time.
Esports is such a weird thing in that you can't really do drill training as a team too much in esports like you can in traditional sports, and also there aren't squads big enough that you can practice against each other. So as you say, you and Cloud9 were the only guys scrimming, so you basically practiced against each other all week and then came up against each other on the day. Do you think they were purposely sort of changing the way they played in scrims so they had an unknown factor
like
when they played you on the day?
No, because they did it in the matches as well. I got chased by Squishy for like 15 seconds at one point. My calm was literally, I'm being chased. Like, that's what I was saying.
Imagine that in soccer, like you're like someone's running around, they're just like fucking hell, Messi's on me, and you're just like trying to sprint away from
him. He's just running.
I'm coming. God. So you said that you were literally shouting that he's on you. Like, are we gonna get a comms video out of this? Because I love the comms videos from all your other teams.
I don't
so good.
Think so because we're in Jersey, so I don't think we had that. Unless Jaws has snuck recorded. I don't know if he did.
Have you been
it.
Watching the ones that have been put out before? Mainly from Mouse.
I watched like Mouse Week 3 or something like that, but that was
They're so good. They're so feel good and wholesome. So I recommend, if anyone from G2 is listening, follow Mouse Sports' lead. They're fantastic.
100%. Because Dignitas did theirs as well for when they ended up getting the reverse sweep
still.
Against Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then ended up making it through to LAN, and it was fantastic. My best mate, Violent Panda.
So, Rizzo, I'm curious then. So you beat Cloud9, the final game, 2-1 Wasteland. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
The final goal goes in, the ball lands on the floor, game's over. What's your reaction then? Is it a sigh of relief? Is it a celebration? Do you feel guilty
Both.
That it's got to this point or what?
No, it's a sigh of relief and a celebration at the same time. Because I mean, initially it's a celebration because we're like, yeah, let's go. Like, yeah. we have to play anymore. And then we're like, thank God we don't have to play anymore. Like, we're good. We're at RLCS. And, like, that was it. We're just like, oh, man. And like 10 minutes goes by. You're like, wow, I would hate to be playing because then we would have to play until the night or play into the night because we were like really hungry. We were ready to just go.
Did you watch Cloud9 Chaos?
Not really. Saw parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I fell asleep. I didn't watch it either. It was on late. I'm a tired man.
I went to sleep. They won two OTs in a row to make it 3-1 in games. And I was like, yeah, that's that. Fell asleep and woke up to 4-1.
That's that done. Fair play.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so well, that's the RLCS stuff out of the way. That's that done. Congratulations, brother. You stayed up. You've kept your job.
Yeah,
well done.
Thank you.
Well done. You nailed it, pal. So I think we should move on to talking about the latest in Rocket League updates, wherein there's been probably the biggest change we've had for a while in Rocket League, where blueprints have been introduced. So this update dropped yesterday, as of time of recording, and basically it's turned all the crates into blueprints and the keys into credits. If you guys haven't read up anything about the blog post or anything, basically you reveal the blueprints for free, then you use credits to purchase the item that they reveal. That's the very basics of it. I went through, did all my items today. I got like 7 black market things. But I thought, cool, I've got them now. No, I don't have black market things because they actually cost quite a lot of money to reveal.
Isn't it like $14 or something for a black market thing or something ridiculous, something scary?
Oh, you're in
like
for
that.
A treat.
Yeah. So, right, Rizzo, could I? You've said you're in for a treat. I fancy being treated. Rizzo, why do you fucking hate this? What's happened, mate? Go on.
Very simply, I think it's just too expensive. I think if you're going to charge... It was $20 for a black market, by the way. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Yeah. Each one.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's painted, it's like $25, I think.
Yeah, so...
Depending on the paint. $25 for like white, or $26 for white, I don't know, something like that. And then $22 for any others, I'm pretty sure.
So it's like each key that you had, that gets transferred into 100 credits. So basically, it's roughly £1.20-ish is 100 credits, which I think is roughly a dollar. So it's dollar per 100 credits. These things cost, at least like you said, for a black market decal. I guess the decal as well, and the goal explosions. They cost like 2,000 credits to then end up unlocking. I found some of your tweets, Rizzo, because you were the most vocal person I found on Twitter who was talking about all of these. And you said you were talking about sort of bits and bobs, trying to reply to people, see what they were thinking. And you said, I support nearly anything Sonix tries to do, but this feels low effort and not even well thought out at all. The reasoning, I'm guessing, for the paint is because car bodies are imports, so I get they want to charge more, but man, this doesn't look right. And then, probably the strongest tweet, with over 3,000 likes, I tried to like it. This update fucking blows. $15 for white zombies, sure, I'd allow it. $14 for regular Infiniums. Just shove my wallet up my ass and fuck me sideways. So, it's expensive. Is that your only problem with it?
I can't remember now, but I'm pretty sure that's my only problem with it. It's just way too much money for what they're giving. Like, if they charge $20, or if they did a $25 one, right, for that black market, I feel like you should get a whole decked out car.
Because that costs more than the game, bear in mind. The game's like, what, $15?
I'm going to be devil's advocate here. Go on. If you go back to the old system with crates... Mm-hmm. And you were to get, so was it white zombies that were $25, was it, or more?
What is it nowadays then?
So what? Give me an example.
No, white zombies would be $20 in the new system.
Yeah.
Okay, $20, right? If you spent $20 on keys and had opened 20 crates, the odds of you getting white zombies in one of those are insurmountable. So what I'm saying is that you're going to be spending a lot more money to get the white zombies that you want. If you're desperate for them, you're going to be opening up crates all day long. Whereas now, you can just buy the exact thing. I actually think it's horrifically expensive, don't get me wrong, but for people who want one item, it's going to be a lot cheaper now.
You're right. You're completely right.
Which is depressing. I agree with that. It's not a good thing at all.
I agree with that. But yeah. It's the problem with everything else. There's like this Xenosplash boost in the shop right now. It's like a green booger-looking boost, and it's $5.
Yeah, so from when I was streaming earlier... and I was like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was just clicking reveal blueprint. And I then looked at the store, and it's bullshit. Like, some breakout decal costs a dollar now. And previously, that would have been like 0.05 keys. Mm. So it would have been like 15 cents or something like that. It's the fact that it's made the really cheap things more expensive, yeah. And the really expensive things, like, say, your titanium white zombies, which are like $150 or something, like, if you traded it outside of the game, that's then made them way cheaper. But it sort of works out to get a full car's worth of stuff, I imagine, to be way more expensive if you're just trying to get, obviously, specific things. I think my other problem with it is that Psyonix have made a weird artificial economy with it, because right now, or so previously, with the crate, while it was gambling, I completely get why they got rid of it, obviously. Laws, regulations, all that kind of stuff. They had to get rid of crates and gambling. My problem with it is that Psyonix have created the market and an artificial economy where previously it was dictated by players. And it was then supply and demand, but Psyonix now making a weird artificial supply and demand and adding their own sort of vision of what stuff should cost, not what they actually do cost, like, sort of, if you were to trade with your friends.
Yeah.
I think that was my main takeaway.
Yeah, and I guess it also gets rid of the external trading sites to an extent, right? Like, why would... Mm. Unless they can do it for a cut, but then I don't see how they can, because everyone has paid the same amount for these white zombies now using this new system, so I don't understand how a third-party company could offer them for cheaper. It's not like you're making your own white zombies. Ultimately, you've bought them from Psyonix yourself. So they've cut out that market too. So yeah, they control it all, supply and demand. They are oligarchs.
I want to show something. I'm gonna link a tweet. I'm just gonna explain okay. it, Cole. I want you to listen specifically because you didn't really see much about it.
Okay.
So an exotic wheel. So it's the yellow wheels. It's $14. If you get a painted white exotic, it is $20. But if you get an import, it is $6. And a white import is $13. So there's, on the exotic, it's $6 for the white paint. And on an import, it is $7 for the white paint.
So it's not even consistent between the two.
Inconsistencies.
Yeah. There's nothing that makes sense about that. And they're both the imports are boosts. And then both of the exotics are wheels that I showed.
I mean, I'm not yeah. the. I mean, I'm. I think it's all tat anyway. To be honest, like this obsession that people have got. I have a car that I think's fairly cool, and I'll probably keep it forever.
Right, I'm probably not buying anything from the shop. But this, but it just feels it feels disrespectful.
Yeah,
from Psyonix to release this update, it actually does. It feels like a slap in the face.
I mean, the issue that a lot of people had was that. Cole, you made a good point where you said if you're aiming, say, to get titanium white zombies, for example, they seem to be the go-to example.
Yep.
If you're aiming to get them, then yeah, if you had, say, 20 keys, you're locked 20 crates, you're almost certain not to get them, right? Uh-huh. But you will still get 20 items. And those items might then add up to the worth of, obviously, an external trading site, which I imagine Psyonix want to be getting rid of.
I was
going to
say, yeah,
understand.
They're like a legal grey area anyway, right? At the
yeah,
best of times.
It's obviously against the terms of service to be trading outside of the game anyway. So people were saying that there's a user on Reddit, actually, called Anzai, A-N-Z-A-A-I, who did the math, and he worked out that to get the same items as before for 100 keys, so 100 keys worth of items, it will now cost you around 287 keys. If you were, because it's the same odds for getting the amount of blueprints and whatever.
Okay.
If you wanted to get a like for like car, buying it now compared to getting it with the luck from the previous like gambling system, it will cost you 287 keys compared to 100 keys, which you would have done previously.
I think the best fix they can do without ultimately changing the system completely would be to put forward bundles. So today's featured bundle is this sexy white Octane, and you can buy all of it for $40. Mm-hmm. And individually, it's worth, say, $85 or something like that. I think that might cheer people up because they can look through these pre-made cars, and that they'll be made by Psyonix's designers. You know,
yeah, I think that's a good idea. They should definitely do bundles.
That'd be cool.
I think I individual items, that'd be cool. Like their booger boost for $5 should be a bit cheaper.
Hashtag
prices
ban
they
the
have,
boost.
Yeah, their prices they have, they just need like their absolute maximum is way out of the water here for like what they're charging for these. And I think it's like a tactic from Epic, to be honest, because they do this with Fortnite where they release such a bad update, everybody talks about it and then they fix it. And that's it. They're just like, oh, they fixed it. And now I can buy my items.
The question is, do you think that people are going to spend full money on these items? Because if they do, then Psionics aren't going to change it. This is very much the power to change this is with the people to not purchase this stuff.
And the people are fucking idiots.
They are indeed.
I think people would buy that Fennec. I don't think people would buy those Infiniums.
I think, I mean, I've seen that exact comment on Reddit as well, Rizzo, where people have said, it's a business thing where what you do is you make the price outrageous at the start, and then when they reduce them to the point where they're going to be happy at, say they reduce them by 25% from $20 to $15, they then can say, we listened to your feedback, and guys, this is where you wanted them. You're welcome. And then all of a sudden, they're now the good guys. And I agree. It comes across as really disingenuous and like a slap in the face.
Psionics have definitely got some bad business bitches amongst their mitts that know all the ways to get people to trade their money into them. Like, it's the same with the eSports Org item shop. Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted it for months and months and months. Finally, they managed to negotiate all these numbers between all these orgs, which I'm sure was a nightmare. So I don't have a problem with them waiting. And then they have this fear of missing out system where you can only get, say, the Dignitas wheels if you happen to be on the game at the right time. And then they're out and you can't purchase them anymore. But, oh, you better go online quick because the G2 car body is available. You know, so that's sort of from the similar business mind that this thing has happened. If what you've said, Stumpy, is true, and they're going to put it up and then take it down to be the heroes of the day. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, the annoying thing is, Cole, I don't know if you've opened up Rocket League since the update.
I actually haven't,
done the exact same store for these items as well. So there's currently about 7 items on offer out of the conservative estimate of 10,000 items available in Rocket League.
Outside of the blueprints, do you mean?
There's 7 items on offer right now to buy in-game. There's a Fennec, there's the Booger Boost, and there's like 5 other things.
Right.
And that's it. Out of everything in-game, you can buy those 7 things. And then give it 3 days, here's another 7 for you.
Oh, that's Cowboy. Separately to the blueprints.
No. The top 2 items are featured, and those stay there for 2 days. The bottom 5 aren't, and they stay there for 1 day. So today,
but out of the bottom, how many items
today, the bottom 5 will switch. Tomorrow, 7 will switch.
It's so confusing and multi-layered.
What a load of bullshit.
It's sales by confusion. People are like, shit, I think I better get it now, even though I don't need to.
I really want Booger Boost. Mum, can I get your credit card?
Mum, can I get your Booger Boost?
Yeah. I saw some solutions posted on Reddit. People said they'd love to see a system where you can dismantle blueprints for credits. Where, say it costs 1,000 credits to build an item, right? You could then get back 5% of the credits that you would have to pay to craft it. So you'd then get back 50 credits for dismantling a 1,000 credit item. I think that would work well. Maybe they need to adjust the numbers, whatever. But I think that's a good system because the amount of shite that I got through, just all of the bullshit decals and about 6 of the same one that I'm just never going to look at. And now they're just sort of sitting in my inventory. I can archive them and just sort of push them into the room that I will never like open the door of, lest they all come tumbling out. There needs to be other ways to earn credits. Because even then, through the premium Rocket Pass, you can earn, I think it's like 1,000 credits. So you've still not got enough.
No, you can't earn 1,000 credits. You earn your credits back that you paid for the Rocket Pass.
Got it, guys. I got a system.
Ooh, Psionics, you got me.
Let's hear it.
Watch the RLCS, and instead of rewards, you get credits. Mm. What do we think of that?
Exclamation mark credits.
That's not bad.
That's 2 I've got, honestly, Psionics.
And therefore, Cole, that will never come in. That will never be introduced to the game because it makes sense.
Have either of you guys ever played League? Like the newer League of Legends? Not like years and years ago?
I haven't, no.
No, what do they do there?
League has like a really good system to get champions. Granted, champions grant you like, you know, statistical differences in the game. And okay. Stuff like that compared to cosmetics. But say there's, it's called Blue Essence in there. And you get a champion from the shop that's worth 6,300 Blue Essence. And if you get that champion, and say you already have him, you can disenchant it, or I don't know what it's actually called, and you get like 1300 blue essence, which some champions cost like 450 or 650 blue essence. So with that one, like high tier one that you just uncrafted, you'll be able to get two low tier champions because they both cost 650, and you get
so you smelt down a mage,
yeah,
and from his melted pool of blood and stuff uprises two, I don't know, barbarians or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
They do something similar in Hearthstone, where you can, I guess, like, yeah, disenchant the cards, and, oh God, I've not played much Hearthstone, but yeah, you disenchant cards to get, like, powder, and then you can, like, craft new cards as well. I've got lots of issues with Hearthstone other than that, but again, it's one of those things where there's other ways of earning credits. Mm. And look, this is early days, right? Like, this was yesterday this was released. I don't expect it to be perfect out the gate. It's... Firstly, it's a game. Secondly, it's Psyonix, for fuck's sake. So it's never going to be perfect straight away. But I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt for now. But if it's like this in 6 months' time, then that's when it's really becomes even more of a piss take, where it doesn't look like they're going to change it anytime soon.
I'd love them to announce some cool new ideas at Madrid. Because I think they've only, to my knowledge, Psyonix, and you guys will know better than me, Psyonix have only ever announced something in, maybe it was season one with Rumble? I can't think of any other time they've shown a new game feature, something for us playing at home, at a LAN, and sort of had the crowd react to it, which I think is missing a huge, like an open goal, really.
I can't think they have either.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
I mean, that Rumble announcement was incredible, by the way.
They did their show match in season three.
Yeah, that true. Was but, like, even then it was like, I remember the Rumble one where I was watching it. I was little old, when was that, 2016? I was only 21. I was there, a young 21-year-old me, sitting on my sofa. God, what a world.
I know.
And there was that card went up for the aerial, and it just gets twatted by a boot. And I was like, what is happening here? Oh, that was the best. I loved that. But, yeah, there we are. That's blueprints. There's issues. Some people don't mind them. I saw some people tweeting. I saw Jorby tweet, for example, saying, I spent $20 to buy in-game items I would have paid close to $100 to get before this update. So nice.
Drinking the Psyonix Kool-Aid is Jorby, the fucking sellout prick. Yeah, am I right, guys?
I don't think Jorby's allowed to tweet something negative, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah,
Rizzo, are you willing to give them the benefit of the doubt in the same way Stumpy is? Or
I think they will fix it. I still think it's just disrespectful to release this update from them.
Fair enough. Carl, what do you reckon with the knowledge that we've given you?
What's
your hot take?
Yeah, my hot take is that the items are already too expensive at the moment, but with bundles or deals or indeed the price crash that you were talking about, Stumpy, they'll find the right level. Unless millions of kids out there spend full price, in which case... Why would they?
Yeah, literally why. Another thing that annoyed me about it was that it's two different currencies for esports items and for the normal, like the, I guess, cosmetics and whatever. And I know we had that before, obviously, with keys and the esports tokens anyway, but it annoys me that you've got two different currencies that say you need to buy 1,500 esports tokens to buy something that costs 1,200, for example. You've then got 300 left over that you can't spend on anything else that's in the normal items.
I didn't realize
that. To me, they have, seems like a weird scummy double dip.
They have a good reason for it, though, because they need to keep them separate since they need to... Esports tokens, they need to split with players and orgs. So they need to keep track of all the money that goes into that specifically.
Somebody in my chat said that earlier, and my point was, it's a game. You can see what the people spend on certain things. You can see that somebody spent, say, 1,200 esports tokens on a decal. It doesn't then matter if, say, there is like one universal currency. It's this X amount that's been spent on the item. Or are you saying that, say, you buy 1,500 esports tokens, that person might not ever buy an esports thing, but because they bought esports tokens, that money is already being given out to pros and stuff?
Pretty sure it's because it's as soon as they buy the tokens, like that money would be given out because it's easier from a business. It's easier from a business standpoint to do that. They just separate their esports ones, their esports buying, and they just bundle it up and then they send it up.
The logic's there. It still sucks for us.
Yeah, it does.
I thought it was a case of you'd buy, say, the esports tokens, and then nobody's being paid for that until then they spend it on the esports store.
Well, but yeah, there's no way tokens, to re. Well, I don't think you can refund your in-game purchases like that, right? There's not a way.
No. I thought it would be a case of, say, you buy 1,500 of the tokens, esports tokens, then none of that money then goes to an org until you buy something from the store. But if it's a case of you buy those tokens, then if you spend them or not, it doesn't matter because that money is already going to the orgs and stuff.
I'm like 90% sure we don't get specific cuts if somebody buys a G2 item over somebody else. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
Holy shit, confirmed. Right. Thanks, mate. All right. Well, that's Blueprint's done. That's that out of the way. Hopefully it gets better. We can pray.
Yeah,
it normally does with Psyonix. It normally does get better.
Yeah, they're a nice company.
Eventually.
Yeah, exactly. It'll take 4 years.
I can't wait.
I'll be 58 by the time it happens.
We'll get you on the podcast, Rizzo, on the 5th of December 2020, and we'll listen back to clips of this, and we'll say, oh, how naive we were. Oh, how stupid we were.
Oh, we'll just be laughing.
Yeah, you'll be there with your two world champion medals around your neck.
My flossing emote in-game.
Oh, that's brilliant. Making all the money because everyone has bought G2 decals and it turns out they do get a split, which means you do.
What a world. All right. So moving on, I would like to talk about my player of the week. So Rizzo, this is a section where we talk about my player of the week, W-E-A-K.
He's really proud of that.
Yeah. So it's the weakest player. Do you get it? It's a clever name.
It's really good, mate.
Well, all right. It like parodies the RCS.
Player of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's perfect. We've nailed it. It's a good one.
Yeah, got it.
All right. Cool. Sick. Sorry, just want to double check we're all on the same page here. All right. So my player of the week this week is the format of RLCS/RLRS. So normally, I'll have a go at somebody in particular, but because you're on this podcast, Rizzo, I don't want to bully you. So instead, I want to talk about the format, right? It's a double-pronged annoyance for me, where it's partially to do with the season length, and secondly, it's to do with the promo relegation tournament. So the first issue that I have, and I think this is echoed by quite a few people who watch the eSport, is that the season is only 5 weeks long. Teams only play each other once, and one bad week, such as in your guys' case, for example, can make you shoot from 5th place to 8th place, which shouldn't be able to happen. Even worse than that, Vitality, in the final series of EU, they could either finish 3rd or 7th.
It wasn't even based on one series. It was based on one goal. Whoever got the goal that Fairy Peak got was the difference between 3rd and 7th, which is a nightmare.
It was being weirdly hyped up. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
No,
that
it's
bugged
a fucking
me.
Shit format.
It's a shambles. Yeah, it really annoyed me. They were saying, this is so wild. I can't believe it. I can, because it's a shit fucking format.
Yeah. So that's the first one. Season's only 5 weeks long. The second one is the fact that a team that goes 7-0 in the rival series still might not make it to RLCS. This is obviously before the 8-team, 10-team difference and however they go forward with it, but based on previous seasons. If they go 7-0, they might not make it to RLCS. And a team that goes 0-7 might not be relegated. Now, that is obviously the main team for that was Complexity, with the fact that they went 0-7, but there was a chance that they may have stayed up in the RLCS, which I think would have been an absolute disaster purely from a competitive standpoint. Because in my mind, having a league play, its aim is to reward consistency. You earn points over the course of several weeks, and you should be rewarded for your performance, basically an average on that. Instead, it rewards basically a single day's performance. And what's the point of having a league play at all if it all comes down to one day anyway? Mm-hmm. Rizzo, do you think there should be changes made, first of all, to the RLCS/RLRS going forwards from this season?
Well, I think the 10 teams is a great start. I think...
Agreed.
Hopefully I don't eat my words here, but I think the 10th place team might, or they should, get auto-relegated.
I agree.
Same thing with the first place team getting auto promoted, and then
good stuff. I agree.
Yep.
We're so on the same page here. This is beautiful.
I wouldn't know what is it. It would be the 8th and 9th, and the 2nd and 3rd would play. Is that it?
That's our theory.
Yeah. And they'd go into then the standard format we have right now with the promo relegation tournament.
Right. So yeah, so, then yeah, that would still happen. I don't see a point in putting like what is it, 6 or 8 teams in that tournament.
Yeah,
although it would be pretty rewarding for RLRS players, but it would just be a nightmare for orgs in RLCS watching their org items or whatever just maybe disappear because it's like what the orgs want specifically. Yeah. See, I'm like 50-50 on making a longer season because with 10 teams, it's well, it's going to be 5 weeks, right? Still.
I imagine they'll do the same, like, because right now it's like 5 weeks, but some weeks are shorter broadcast days because they'd be like one play or whatever.
Yeah. So 10 weeks, it seems a bit extreme, but that's just because it's not in person. If there is a studio where players played and it was like a LAN environment, then I feel it would be much more beneficial. But that seems like a very big stretch unless Epic really sells some items in that shop.
So, I mean, my thought with this would be 10 teams, like I said, like, I mean, we all agree on that. 10 teams, fantastic change. And I appreciate this season has been a bit of a weird one because of the 10 RLRS and then 8 with RLCS. Yeah. A little bit skew-whiff, it's fine. It's not going to be perfect. That's okay. I'm cool with that. You have to start somewhere. What I would love, if we have to stick with a league play system, is the 10 teams in either league, and in both leagues rather, and then you have a double round robin, so everybody plays each other twice. Because firstly, in my opinion, it gives better storylines, and the numbers have more meaning when you're comparing teams to each other, and you're not comparing them in like off-season dream hacks or from the previous season, if the team was obviously even in the RLCS at that point. And it also rewards consistency. If you can beat one team twice, then you're just making that gap even bigger. Yeah. And you're pushing yourself above the competition even more. And I know, Cole, you've had a really good argument where you've spoken about from the perspective of a rival series team.
Yeah, so I was streaming the other day and I was saying that I believe that Complexity and I think it was Discombobulators should have swapped straight out the bat. There's two issues going on in tandem. One is NA, where you guys were, I mean, you lost fair and square, but you also were victim of the system in the sense that, you know, one bad week, 2-5, and multiple other teams could have been like that. But I think in the case of EU, there was a clear-cut worst team that didn't win a single series, right? If they had stayed up, and meanwhile Discombobulators, the team that finished first in EU, hadn't gone up, then think of that from the rival series perspective team. They don't get a chance to compete in the RLCS next season, and a team that does get to stay there won nothing. Everyone was sort of saying it as, oh, it's, you know, really tough for the Complexity players. Well, one, don't go 0-7 then. Do you know what I mean? Like, ultimately, it's a competition.
Everyone's
sort of saying, like, oh, I love Mognus. It's like, great, Mognus is brilliant, don't get me wrong, but it's a competition and he won nothing. So clearly, he, with that team, was not up to that level. I think a lot of people didn't really see it from the rival series side of things. So the obvious example, again, would be Veloce last season, who, the casters always say they shouldn't even be here. And according to the letter of the law, they shouldn't. And I think that's wrong, ultimately. So I'm strongly, strongly a proponent of a swap from next season. Just got to hope it happens.
Yeah, ideally, that'd be nice. I mean, we had a massive discussion about this in Discord where people were suggesting, like, Rizzo, do you watch CSGO at all, the esports side of things?
Yeah, are you going to bring up a like a circuit type thing?
I was going to bring up the double Swiss format, where you've got stuff where, basically, in a load of the majors, if anybody doesn't know, TLDR, 3 wins in a big old pool of teams, 3 wins gets you through, 3 losses knocks you out. And you will always play a team that has got the same win-loss record as yourself. So, for example, you just won your first series. Brilliant. Good on you. You then play another team who's just won one series as well. It then comes down to the knockout or the qualification match to the next stage. So, if you've got 2 wins or 2 losses, that will then go to a higher best of amount. So say the normal ones are like best of 5 for your 1-0s, your 1-alls, etc. And then it goes to a best of 7 if you're going to be knocked out or it's qualification. That then means half the teams then make it through to like a double elimination bracket. And then that decides who goes to LAN and then also the seeding at LAN. I think that is my favorite system in esports because it puts the most equal teams up against each other at every step. And even if one team, say they stomp it, say you, in CSGO, for example, you've got Astralis. Say they just stomp it and they're just fucking sick. Their second match will be against another 2-0 team. That then means you've got such a good match going on.
That's true.
And you're never just going to have a stomping. You won't have a reciprocity versus complexity style thing where it is just going to be a stomping. It rewards consistency. It has better matches for viewers. You can have more teams because this works best with...
I think it's 16, isn't it?
16 teams, yeah. Because then half goes through, then you go into a standard double limb bracket or whatever. Double Swiss for me is the perfect. As a pro, Rizzo, have you looked at that and thought, I wish we had that in Rocket League?
I like you established that you were directing that question starting with as a pro to Rizzo because I was about to answer.
Naturally. I thought you might.
Go on, Rizzo.
You were number three team in Europe at one point.
Once upon a time, yeah, a month into the game's life.
Yeah.
Well, would this be for what, for league play or would this be for...
One RLCS year, because this does take a while if you're going to be having it stretch out like over weekends or whatever. It would be it's almost as a league play kind of thing, and it could be elongated to last a season's length.
Well, I mean, with 10 teams, I don't see it working. But if they did this on LAN specifically with adding, two more teams from NA and EU or something, or I don't think they're going to put in another region anytime soon.
Probably not.
So yeah, if they added two more teams from NA and EU, I could see that working. I think that would be the best system possible for LAN, especially because people hated the format last season. People didn't like that we were in the grand finals.
Did you like the format? Obviously, I mean, you made the finals, so I doubt the format is keeping you up at night. But did you like it personally?
I didn't think it was bad. Mm-hmm. The only problem was something along the lines of a team could have like a worse record and make it through or something like that.
The problem that I can remember was that Renegades went into their third game, their third series.
Right, they played for nothing.
Much already out. I think they lost that first match.
Nothing.
They lost the first game in their series and they were like, right, we're done.
Yeah.
So they're sat I don't think
like that should ever happen.
Not at a LAN.
From like the top side, I guess. Mm. Top sides of groups and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It still felt like nobody had a free bracket or anything like that. Like, we had to play Vitality, and because we beat Vitality that first time, we got easier seeding into the third day, which is so important for us, because then we played...
That the general mood from the pros then? Were most of the people happy with it?
Probably not Renegades, but I feel like...
Everyone else is just smiling. Renegades is sat in the corner.
Torsos's fringe is getting even lower.
I hate Rocket League, mate.
Now that you bring it up, I do remember thinking like, oh, they have nothing to play for. Like, that sucks. Like, thinking that backstage, and I'm sure like that was the general consensus. But the format itself, I don't think was horrible. But a 16 Swiss could be way better.
It would be so cool.
It was just weird having groups of three is just strange. First of all, it's just a weird one. It's almost like a weird amalgamation between RLCS and DreamHack. It's like they had one eye closed and just sort of glanced at the DreamHack like Wikipedia page. We're like, we'll do that. And it's like, do you know how to do it all? They're like, maybe. We'll figure it out.
There's also, as well as feeling sorry for Renegades, sort of as on the human side of things, there's also the competitive side of things, which was, I can't remember at all who Renegades were up against. Say they were up against
Sam team, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they're up against Loki or whatever they were called, right?
Yeah.
And Loki, if they won, I'm making these numbers up, if they'd won 3-0, they'd go through in first, and if they dropped just one game, they'd go through in second, right? Mm-hmm. They beat Renegades in the first game, so Renegades are going home. Suddenly, Renegades aren't putting their all into it. So the person who's won that out is the third team in that trio. Do you know what I mean? So it actually affects things competitively as well as feeling sorry for them individually. It was a shame.
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be lots of things that people will want to change to do with RLCS and the format and stuff. We're in a little bit of a topsy-turvy moment right now because obviously we've got Epic. We've got more Epic influence coming in. They're a clever company. They know what the fuck's up. Mm-hmm. They'll do something, whether it's good or bad. I'm sure we'll discuss it on a later episode of the Pod EC. But otherwise, that's that done for Player of the Week. Well done, RLCS. You won it. You won Player of the Week. Rizzo, my friend, before we get into the Twitter quickfire to finish off the episode, we'd always like to take a very quick detour to yourself as a content creator, wherein you've done YouTube, you've been doing streaming, and you've been doing that for a bloody long time. Did you anticipate that it would last as long as it has and well into your pro career when you started out?
I think the only, as I'm a pro, the only thing that's really stopping me is just me being lazy or just not uploading. But I think as long as I'm a pro and I like just do it consistently, I'll be perfectly fine with it.
You must be slightly annoyed that, you know, Jane Apps in Chicago don't do it as well, or at least not regularly. Are you like screaming at those guys saying, come on, it's so easy, it's so fun?
I've told them. Well, Chicago does stream every now and then. Jane Apps is more of the no, I don't like it.
That's fair.
type of guy.
No,
but,
it's not. I hate
no,
that.
It is fair. If he genuinely doesn't enjoy it, then it's fair. If it's people that just don't do it out of laziness that it hurts me.
It is something, I don't know. It's so easy to do, and I feel like pros are not benefiting. There's a lot of them that just aren't doing anything, like Squishy and I, and Leth now. Even though he's coaching.
He's doing good.
Yeah. It's just like, it's something that's so simple and it doesn't take much time at all.
What's your favorite type of video to make? Is it like just playing ranked, or is it playing with John Sandman and doing silly challenges?
Yeah, I like playing with John a bit more. Ranked is a kind of a sleeper snooze fest type thing. So I don't know. It's something you have to create your own entertainment with.
Agreed. Rocket League.
Whereas
tough,
like when I'm playing with John, it's just a bit different. Just hanging out and it's just fun. Just meet him.
So I know that obviously people are going to be sick of me saying about how much I suck off Fruity for the fact that he is streaming and in amongst all of the PSG turbulence going on to Reciprocity in the end, he kept himself above board, above water. He was a happy young man.
He grew up anything during the change.
Yeah. And he did
and
not
he's already a
anymore.
Unit, yeah.
He's already fucking massive. I think it's such an important thing. I've always blown that trumpet. So, Rizzo, you make it into my hall of fame of people who are doing well with that. So, cheers, mate. Cheers for that flag.
I'm honored.
All right. Should we move into Twitter quickfire?
We've got about 75 of them. So, it'll really have to be speedy for these. You're too popular, Rizzo.
It was.
Oh, my.
Normally, I tweet out just saying, hey, what's up? We're going to have X person on just submit your question. Now, we were meant to record on Monday. I then ended up being busy on Monday. We were then meant to record on Tuesday, and me and Cole were staying overnight in London on Tuesday. We went to then record on Wednesday, and Cole was going to a gig on Wednesday.
June Rex! Junies!
Woo! And now it's Thursday. So this had like 3 days to fester and get a lot of questions in. And this is by far the most questions we've ever had for a guest.
So, Rizzo, can we have literally 4 or 5 word answers? Super duper speedy.
Yeah, sure. I'll try.
Okay. All right.
That's about as long as the answer we want. Your answer to my question there. That was a test.
Sounds good.
Okay. Right. The first question we've got is from Krangles. How's it going?
Good.
What's your perfect Sunday from Drumzors?
Being in the grand finals.
In retrospect of ending up in the promotion relegation tournament and then showing a really strong performance there, do you have any thoughts on what was lacking during league play from Hoxha?
I do, but 5 words.
we'll let you expand a bit.
You can do a few more.
To be fair, that was 5. I do, but 5 words. Nice.
Well, I don't really want to say it just because I don't know. I feel like talking about team strats and stuff is just not something. It's cool. Not smart, but we figured it out. We think week 5 was our best week for sure.
So there was a conscious change in the way you played.
Definitely. In the promotion relegation tournament, like, it was noticeable.
Well, keep it up. Cool. Going into the last week, did you or your team focus on practicing anything specific to prepare yourself for the RLRS teams that you were most likely less knowledgeable on? And if you did, do you feel it paid off against Charlotte Phoenix, apart from the bit where you won, lol? From @Addyman.
No, we are always a team that just focuses on our own style. We don't try to focus on other teams.
How does it feel to be the biggest meme in Rocket League? From @Frust.
It's all right, I guess. I don't really get it. I don't get it, but it's all right.
Do you think that some people have a higher mechanical skill ceiling than others? Like, is it possible for everyone to reach a Justin level of mechanics, or at a certain point, is it just natural ability and talent? If so, why doesn't every pro grind mechanics? From at Young Glenn.
I think it's possible that everybody reaches the same level. It's just how much time you're able to put in, and Justin will reach that level in 3,000 hours, whereas somebody else might reach it in 30,000, so...
Fairer.
Yeah.
Since Christmas is coming up, what is your favorite G2 esports merch that you recommend people to buy for the holidays? From at rlstats_gg.
You can get your name custom on a jersey now from G2. That is a new thing. They're really pushing that one, so that's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
There are changes happening with the amount of teams in the RLCS. Are you happy with the change? And if so, where do you see, or hope to see, the RLCS going in the future? From Citizen Tay.
Yeah, adding more teams is always good. I hope they add more teams that land next, and then I hope they add like a location for league play, like a land league play.
Oh, that'd be so good. Current most feared European team from at GearRL.
I don't like when people use the word feared, because I'm never scared of a team, but like you could recognize a team is good. It's probably like Vitality or Reciprocity.
What are your feelings about the Grey Goose from at
Bacon
Hero 6?
Oh, I love the Goose. Bacon Hero 6 knows I love the Goose.
Is this vodka? Grey Goose vodka?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Let Rizzo loose, give him the Goose. That's what we say.
If you left G2, would you consider teaming with Sizz and Jacob for an RLRS run? From at ChewyRL.
Yeah, probably. If I left G2, though, I probably wouldn't join another team, like a serious team. So it would probably be me and Sizz and somebody else doing like an RLRS run just for fun, for content, stuff like that.
Okay. What's your best tip for engaging viewers and drawing in a bigger audience on Twitch, even if you aren't a pro? From at Matt30396035.
I would say just be yourself. I mean, if there's a viewer in chat, you should make sure to talk to them.
Any thoughts on his name as a content creator?
Might want to get rid of the numbers. Maybe go with like Maddie something.
Matty
there
Summon.
We are. That's Matty Summon.
Matty Summon. Matt the guy. Something like that.
That's it. Matty something. Matt the guy. It's the entire name.
From at Matt the guy. That's
still shorter. It. Still shorter than the numbers.
30396035. Everyone's favorite number.
It's literally free. Change your name on Twitter, Matt. Okay. Was promotion tournament more nerve-wracking than the Season 7 World Championships? From at Diabolical Pizza. That's a good username.
I think if we were in lower bracket for the promotion tournament, it would have been more nerve-wracking. It was more stressful, for sure. But I think Grand Finals was more nerve-wracking.
There's a correct answer here. Cereal first or milk first? From at Arthur Jopart.
Cereal first.
Good man.
Respect. What is your dream team in Rocket League? And what would you want to achieve in Rocket League? From at Hasfin_6.
Dream team? I don't really know, to be honest. Everybody's so good. But
really good at Rocket League.
What I want to achieve is just winning like RLCS or, I mean, any major, really. Fair. But RLCS would be cool.
Even though the promotion tournament is over, will you guys continue to occasionally scrim RLRS teams? From at I_don't_exist69. That's a good number.
It's a good number.
We were scrimming. I mean, I know they're RLCS now, but we were scrimming Afterthought yesterday, and I don't think RLRS teams are scrimming. Like, they have no reason to scrim, so I don't think so. They're probably like more than half of them are disbanding anyway. So,
what do you think next season will look like, format wise, prize pool increase, etc.? From Stella34.
I don't know about format, but I certainly hope there's a prize pool increase, especially with we've been over this.
Yeah.
When competing, have you ever hit a low to a point where you felt like you didn't want to compete anymore? From at SBD Pistols.
Yes, but it's usually not, it's not from like a loss. Weirdly enough, it's like when we lose something, it's never like, oh, I don't want to play anymore. It's more so like when we're sitting there grinding like a lot, like weeks and weeks at a time, like not even like during the LCS season, but like stuff that say, like, you go into RLCS, and then, like, we've done this before where we go into RLCS, we go LAN, and then there's a DreamHack afterwards, and then maybe, like, a side tournament. I think it was, like, during Summit or something, where it was, like, months at a time where I was just constantly playing, and it just, I didn't have time to stream or do anything or just, like, chill. So that was...
Do you ever not enjoy playing Rocket League?
Oh yeah, all the time. ranked is rough. A lot of times I play ranked, I'm just like, oh, God, this is not fun.
Fair. Are you going to continue content creating even during your boot camp days, or are you going to be practicing most off season? From at Bernie Chicken.
Well, we don't have any boot camp days anymore. We're already done with that. But practicing most off season, we're still scrimming teams, so yes, we will be practicing off season.
People always tend to underrate you, and yet when you pop off, you guys are on a different level. Do you feel you deserve more respect in the Rocket League scene, or are you happy for people to fly under the radar at times? From at John Sonics.
I don't know. It sounds like a little bit weird saying it about myself, but players who kind of play for their team a bit more, like myself, I feel just, I don't know. I don't like when I see it happen to other people, more so me. I feel like I'm just used to it, to be honest. But people flying under the radar, it's just, I guess it happens if you're not flip resetting everything or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, so some people are just going to naturally fly under the radar. Like, not everybody can be, like, the top player at every time.
Yeah, I think it's just some people don't recognize it just because they don't play the game enough, or they don't have enough hours, they haven't watched enough, stuff like that.
Doritos or Pringles? From at JordyATR.
Doritos, for sure. That's an easy one.
This is a good question. What's the weirdest thing you've had a fan say or do at a LAN event? From at Nick Kirsch 24.
I've signed somebody's cigarette before, and I've signed somebody's tits, a dude's tits. So.
Nice.
Wait, so were they hairy?
Probably the weirdest thing. Yeah, it's pretty hairy. He was sweaty.
Did you like
too.
Cup it and
right? No, I didn't. He was sweating. I did not touch it.
Oh, you just touched the pen, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you ever sign mine, you can, you know, give it a cup.
Give it a cup. Well, that'll be a Twitter video. In all seriousness, who is the best player that you've played against who you think would fit into the G2 team? From at Jay Singh 1999.
Gibbs. No. Justin. Like, he's... Yeah. I think he's just the best player, like, ever. And then he would just fit in any team because players would just play around him. There's no... They would change their play style to play with Justin or whatever.
I've always imagined that, like, just playing against Justin, like, just feels good to be sharing a pitch of someone who can do the crazy shit he does.
Well, it doesn't feel good. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
If you can beat him, it must be amazing. What's your favorite Twitch clip of yourself? From at Rodriguez.
There's a really old clip, probably like 2.5 years ago, 3 years, where I was like, I have a feeling this game is going to end with an own goal or something, or a bad goal. And then the ball took this weird bounce off the wall. It hit the back of my car and just floated into my net. That's probably my favorite one.
Merc or Scarab from at Sarcastic Putin.
Which one's better? Probably Merc.
Do you reckon Athena would beat you in an arm wrestle? From Mini Padley.
Nah.
Can we set this up?
Give her the business with that one.
We're gonna have to make this happen. You realize that?
100%. Has 2019 been a good year for G2? From at the Dry Colk.
I would say so. I mean, not even just G2 Rocket League, but from the org standpoint, I feel like this was really G2's good. Like best year.
Do you follow the org in other esports? Like, do you always support G2, or do you have different favorites from...
They have, like, 9 teams, so no. But I watch League, because I play League, and then CSGO whenever I can catch a game, because they're, like, I don't know, they're always random times, it seems like.
Is cereal a soup? From at AStorms13.
Probably,
answer here.
I would say so.
Okay.
Fair. So I know you played Blackout with Shroud over a year ago. Do you still talk to him, and have you ever tried to convince him to play Rocket League? From at Mini Padley. God, he's got two questions, the cheeky shit.
Bugger.
Fucking.
The person we played with was Chad, and Chad, for people who don't know, was like on our roster for Take 3 in season 2. So I've been friends with him for a long time. And he was just, I just wanted to play with Chad, and he was like, all right, I'm with Mike. It's like, sure, I'll play. I don't care. Mike. And then so that was basically
I can call him Mike because I know him really well. It's all good.
Yeah, me and him are boys.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to me. I can call him Mike.
No, he word for word said, I'm playing with Mike. I was like, okay. I mean, that's fine.
Shroud hosted Athena at one point as well, right? I remember that.
Yeah, he did. Chad was telling him, he's like, yo, host my boy Rizzo. And then he hosted my girlfriend.
That's quite
but
funny.
No, I don't talk to Shroud. I only talked to him like at that time. And then Chad tried to get him to play Rocket League, but it's just not his game. He's just always first person shooters, so.
Fair.
It's very different from like any other game.
And I imagine for Shroud, he's used to sitting at his computer and feeling like an absolute king. So going into a game that he's shite at, I can see why it could be frustrating for him.
Exactly.
That's fair. Well, that's the end of our Twitter quickfire with about a Bible's worth of questions. That was a lot.
You did really well, Rizzo. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Top answers,
thanks.
Boy.
Thank you, mate.
It was a blast.
Thank you for joining us on this... what fucking episode are we on?
22?
God, I should know that. 22, I think? Hang on.
It took you 22 episodes to contact me.
I know. Sorry, well, don't... No. We've been working our way up. We sort of peaked. We peaked early, and... We've reached another peak again. We had a lull with like Turbo and shit.
We'll get Mike on next week, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's going to be your boys and Mike. We can call him that. thank you very much, Rizzo. I really appreciate that. I hope that we get to see you soon. As far as I know, you're not coming to Madrid, are you?
No, I'm not going to be there.
Oh, man.
No.
Rip.
You know, Rip. What a funny thing is... I'm probably doing a viewing party from home, and I'll be wearing my G2 jersey. They made us custom Spain ones before the season.
Custom Spain ones?
Stain.
Or, sorry, like Spanish. Spanish
jersey. Oh, Spain.
Like, yeah,
Spain.
Yeah,
Spain. Stain. Like it's got like stain with like coffee and
no,
stuff.
No.
Like egg.
No, the they made us Spanish jerseys before the season started. And I got handed it when I was at the league finals, and he's like, it's unfortunate, but here you go.
That's funny.
That's amazing.
Will you be drinking lots of Grey Goose during your viewing party?
Oh, that I didn't think about that. I probably should.
Every time you see
Grey Goose,
drink. Drinking game for you.
That's a good one. Grey Goose and sangria. Have you ever had sangria?
I have, yes.
It's not very nice, but have it anyway.
Not nice. I like it.
Really? It's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, I guess it depends.
Fair. I've only ever had it from like a carton from a shop in the UK called Asda.
Oh, you gotta get the
Asda sangria.
Homemade sangria.
I've never had a homemade sangria.
Yeah,
I need to try that. Thank you, Rizzo. Anyway, mate, I really appreciate that. Everybody, these podcasts are, as ever, made possible by our patrons on patreon.com/subpubinhd. We've had a few patronages from people, and it's incredibly kind. So thank you, everybody who's been doing that.
Yeah.
We've been loving doing them.
And anybody who is $1 a month or more, so just $1, and you get these podcasts just a few hours early through our Discord and YouTube content early as well. So if you're not a patron, be one. Just be
literally
one if you're not
one.
It's that simple. It makes sense.
just freaking give us money, dude.
Yeah,
you
know
what I
mean?
Like, jeez, don't be stingy,
alright? Bastards.
But yeah, cheers, Rizzo. I hope we will see you soon.
We definitely will see each other somewhere.
Season 9 land, mate. We'll see you there.
Maybe earlier.
Maybe.
Hopefully there's an event before that.
Ideally. All right. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you in episode 23 or whatever the fuck.
Bye.